Hi, I'm Marcus Hiles with the latest edition of the Hiles Files. My, how times have changed. When I was a student in the K-12 portion of my life, I absolutely adored the summer season, yearning to the point of pain as I sat in class those last couple of months of the school year. Summer was a blessed respite from the daily assignments, awkward relationship interactions, research papers, mortification du jour in PE, science projects, and higher math aggravation that composed my weekdays for 9 months of the year. When that final bell rang on that last day of classes, I was launched forth, both figuratively and literally, into the parking lot, dancing an exuberant jig of joy. Nowadays, summer is a season I endure. I won't sugarcoat it, summer is my least favorite of the four seasons. I have friends who worship summer and fervently anticipate its arrival, just as I did as an unindustrious schoolboy. Believe it or not, they bask in the heat, clamor for outdoor summer activities, and actually savor the hiatus in practically all major sports. Me? I've positioned my chair under an air conditioning vent in the den watching poker tournaments on ESPN and repeats of classic games on the SEC network. Not a pretty picture. But I didn't set out to pen a missive against the hottest season of the year. Quite the opposite. I thought, by enumerating my favorite characteristics of summer, it might ease my malaise as I slog bathed in sweat through the next couple of months. So, here are some of the positive traits of the June to September firewalk we Alabama residents withstand every year. Number one, vacations, baby. Gotta say, this one is so impactful to the entire year, the list could stop right here, and enough said. It's how many of us survive from vacation to vacation. Existence shouldn't be that way, but sometimes it just is. That's a topic for another day, but suffice it to say, vacation is king, and summer getaways to the beach, on a cruise, out of state, out of country, etc., are perfectly positioned in the year for maximum diversion. Number two, watermelon. I'm sorry, this fruit deserves its own mention. When it is fresh and in season, it tops the food chain in my book, a godly creation so packed with nutrients, minerals, antioxidants, and other good stuff that it is the standard bearer of foods that are amazing for you that actually taste good. And while I'm at it, at number three, let me throw in another summer mainstay, tomatoes. Not the store-bought, hothouse-produced variety, the backyard-grown, hand-picked farmer's market bursting with flavor incarnation that is most readily available during the summer. Also fantastic for us, also delicious. Number four, summer activities such as swimming, fishing, going to major motion pictures, and the like. These are things a person can do at other times of the year, but ideally suited for the summer months. Certainly, there are others. The sound of cicada, playing in the sprinkler, fresh strawberries, 4th of July fireworks, baseball, etc. And today, I am doing my best to celebrate this time of year. If for no other reason than to take my mind off of this suffocating heat, the constant emergence of fresh grass to be mowed, the utter lack of my favorite sports to watch, the absence of the best TV shows. What was my point again? Until next time, I'm Marcus Hiles.